views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves. And you can also find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are going to still be available on what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. We do love to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in to ask questions or just to have an energetic shift if something's bothering you. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Our show today is about connecting with spirit within ourself and beyond ourself. So we all seek a sense of connection and purpose in our lives, but how can we nourish these needs? Let's look at how viewing ourselves and our world from a wider perspective can enable us to move forward in harmony. Delving into the big questions of, is there life after death? Let's look at how to make use of faith in the infinite universe combined with practical knowledge to enhance our lives. My guest today is Marie Holm, who explores themes of spirituality, contemplative techniques, and New Age movements with critical management studies. Following a doctoral degree in management science from Southbourne University and a PhD from ESCP Europe, she completed a postdoctorate at Grenoble Ecole de Management, and her research appears in peer-reviewed academic journals, including Organization and the Journal of Management, Spirituality and Religion, plus many others. She teaches and presents internationally, including the Academy of Management and European Academy of Management annual conferences. Previously, she worked within the energy industry in Norway, at Google in Ireland, and ran an event management company in Canada, among other pursuits. On the spiritual side, Marie is a longtime meditator and yogini, a certified holistic healer, medium, and minister of the Norwegian Spiritualist Foundation, NSF, the representative for France for the SUNL, and also, or SUNI, and within the past certifications of SNUI for mediumship as a speaker of spiritual philosophy. Oh my goodness. Marie, are you there?
Yes, I'm delighted to be with you here, Colette, and whoever isn't will listen.
I really enjoy the fact that for, you know, you and I were just talking a little bit before the we got on the show here together. We were trying to figure out when we met each other. We do know that was in White Rock, BC, and I met you at a demo, and you were making you had been offered an opportunity, and you weren't sure you wanted where you really wanted to be in your career, and et cetera. And we worked on that. And then I think shortly after that, you did move to Paris. So I just wanted if people have been listening to this show for a while, they've probably heard you before on the show calling in. And this is something that I really, really admire about you greatly. I'm reading your bio, and I'm like, wow, you make me look lazy. So I just want you to tell everybody a little bit about, you know, how we met and, you know, why you call into the radio show. And, you know, and then I decided like we should have you on the radio show speak about how what I admire about you so much calling in is it takes some bravery to call into a radio show. Period. A lot of people have weaknesses around that. And then to air any problems, that's another thing that a lot of people feel like, oh, I don't want to air my problems on the radio show, you know? And you just are absolutely determined to take every opportunity to move yourself forward to be the best version of yourself. I have so much admiration for you. I just wanted to tell you that.
Wow. Well, it's deeply mutual. I had met you. I'd gone to one of the demo evenings that you had done years ago. Like you said, I can't remember how many years ago. It was a time when I was like many times and really searching for kind of a sense of self and different techniques that would work for me. And I was enthralled with what you did and the speed at which you could shift us through things. And it gave me really a bigger perspective and more courage in moving forward, challenge after challenge.
Well, see, I find that so beautiful because what you sent me made me cry. I just felt like this is how this brilliant woman feels, then, you know, I'm going to keep going for another, you know, while. Because it's people like you, because what Marie said is that through our connection, she and learning from me, it spurred you along, my wisdom and support, and that you felt like you were gracefully gliding over pitfalls and recovering from stumbles along the way. And I want to thank you and, you know, for being brave enough to do that. A lot of people feel that when you start doing a lot of energy work, like that there's some magic pill that bad things aren't going to happen to you anymore and your days are just going to be all zen and everything. And you, what actually happens is if you think about ourselves as a body, soul, and spirit, and I call that the authentic self triad, if those three are not really even, the physical body and the physical environment and like your ability to manifest in the third dimensional world will really take a hit if your spirit and your soul are not even. And here you are, absolutely determined to be the best version of yourself, and you have this deep understanding that the spiritual and the soul and the body connection are all equally important. And it's kind of rare for someone who is clearly very, very intelligent and intellectual to pursue these in the way that you have, as aggressively as you have at such a young age. Usually people do that when they get beaten down around, you know, they're, you know, like 50, 60. So I have a lot of admiration for your studies. And I would just like, you know, you to tell us, explain what your work is, you know, you're in and what you do. Because like on one side, you're in this critical management. Tell us, what is critical management for people that don't understand what that is?
Sure. Well, critical management studies, from the limited understanding that I have, is an approach which questions the, I could say, the dominant ways of doing things. We tend to look at alternative movements in society, and also questioning. So we'll see, for example, capitalism being the dominant economic system, and we'll look at different stress reduction programs that are put in place to deal with the repercussions of this, of people feeling that they're just trading their time for money and they're just going to work until they die and life is no joy. And so we we understand, we look at the sociological aspects in relation to economic and political factors. And instead of having something to prove, we just want to have a bigger understanding of kind of like, huh, what is this? And to understand what the process of things, of how it unfolds and how people's understandings and perceptions are impacted in an impact. So in fact, that's also a link to the work that you do, Colette, is things in life about of sociology and social constructivism, is that the reality is there is a reality, but reality is also what we think reality is. And then that is our reality.
Yes. And you know, over the years, I mean, it's so flippant to say, oh, we steer our reality and we, you know, we create our own reality. We co-create with our reality with many people on the planet and other beings, etc. But I've noticed that if people can become very ingrained in their ways because of fear. And, Will is here right now and he's helping me set up my new studio and just, you know, he just went out and, was a candidate for office in the provincial election in Alberta here. And, people were like, when he was speaking to people, they want jobs. They want a solution now. They don't want to participate in the new normal. They want people to fix the old normal so that they can go back to the old normal. And that's kind of like Groundhog Day. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen the movie Groundhog Day, you know, it repeats every 24 hours. The same thing happens over and over and over again. And because we are actually traveling throughout space-time, and we're never in the same place at the same time, it's impossible for us to actually replicate an exact situation that happened in the past. And why would we want to, when we could move forward possibly in a more progressive way? And that's something that I want to talk to you. We have to take a short break. I can't believe we're already there. That's what happens when we get talking about these really big subjects. So we're just going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to delve into this a little bit more, like some of the answers that you are finding for yourself and for others. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my beautiful guest today, Marie Holm. And when we return, we will continue talking about this. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
and Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you ready to broadcast your brand idea with the latest in information technology? Bioresonance software distills your brand ideal or intention and enhances your core internal organizing principle. This has a tremendous impact on your organization's alignment as well as the behavior, satisfaction, and the retention of its employees. Your physical business structure can unfurl, opening up the possibilities of creating an energetic presence for a brand even ahead of its launch. Check out JeanetteWolf.com for more on its signature frequency branding.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan, and my guest today is Marie Holm, who is currently in Paris. Mm-hmm. Marie, can you please tell us your contact information? And I understand that you were providing a free gift for the listeners. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, with delight. I would be happy to offer a session to one of the people that's listening. So my email address is Marie Holm, PhD, so MarieHolm PhD@gmail.com. I have a small website that my brother gave me a hand for setting up, which is MarieHolmPhD.com. And similarly on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and so on, if you have any difficulty to find me, I'm there.
Awesome. Yeah. And you can always find Marie also in the archives here at thetruthisfunny.com or at transformationtalkradio.com, as I mentioned earlier. So I find you to be a very fascinating, powerful, beautiful woman. And, you know, I meet a lot of people, and I find one of the things that makes you stand out for me from many of the people I met is this courage to follow this passion you have, and to be able to bring that into the world in a solid way that actually empowers people. Because it was very strange when I first got into this work. It was right around that same time that the Dalai Lama said that Western women would lead the world to peace. And I really thought about that. What does that mean? And I feel that you're one of those women for sure. And so it takes a lot of courage to stand up and speak of spirituality when you're also deeply in business. So tell us what that's like for you and why you did it and how you ended up.
Thanks. I'm honored. And I assure you, I'm terrified on a regular basis. All the while keeping a good perspective. But I mean, I have a very strong passion for what I'm doing, even though on a date, and sometimes I don't even know where I'm going to eat and sleep the day of. I have a very clear plan overall, which is to assist other people to heal them, to uplift them, and in doing so, to find the fullness of myself. And what it was is that years ago, I had experiences that led me to something kind of more than meets the eye of sort of magic or spirituality. And the end area that I ended up exploring the most is things continuation of the soul, afterlife particularly. So that's why I've been practicing mediumship. And then things with healing and communication with spirit. But it's really regardless of people's beliefs and approach, it's similar to what you're doing, just in a different, along a different pathway. I started out kind of maybe following along, following the herd of what we were supposed to do. And after high school,
you mean you were a sheeple?
Yeah. Initially, perhaps somewhat.
I don't ever see you totally being a sheeple. I know what you mean. There's different frequencies that we move into. And mm-hmm. I find this to be very common with people. Gentleman I work with called your ring Slipknot. And he said, everybody has kind of like a point where they just decide that's enough. And they have to stop. They need to sit on that plateau and sometimes never progress further because they've reached their ring slip knot. And I've been told many times I don't have one of those. And I don't get that you have one either. And so this is, I mean, we all do have a certain point where we might say, I plan to give up or I don't want to continue with this. But what I find the difference when I work with you is you don't say, I'm going to quit and I don't want to continue with this. You say to me, Colette, I need to find a way so that it's more efficient. Mm. Yeah. And so
that said, there had been a moment in my life. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead and finish that. Yeah.
That said, there had been a moment in my life years ago where I had been at that. I had had these thoughts of giving up and not continuing on at all. and it was really maybe from that point that really solidified my passion of doing work and living, journeying toward what could help others and myself. And it's really a process, I assure you. But yeah, initially was in economics and then worked in banking and event management and so on. And later on moved to Norway and was working there and just kind of followed different opportunities as they arose and curiosities. So I've ended up in...
See, this is what I love about you. This is what I love about you, because you know I wrote that book that short story for Life Sparks, and I talk about how challenges are just possibilities in disguise. Mm-hmm. And I talk about that and I encourage people, but most people, the vast majority of people on this planet are not going to do what you're doing right now and grab it onto it and just keep going. And like, I want to give everybody out there that's listening right now an idea of the scope of Marie's projects. Like right now you have three major current projects and a fourth one, which is your creative side. And so I want you just to give people an idea. Right now, one of the major projects that you informed me that you're on is the mindfulness programs in a French financial institution. Tell us about creating mindfulness programs in a French financial institution. What is that like?
Right. Yeah, well, funny enough, I don't practice mindfulness myself, and I'm not an advocate of it. I think it's great,
yes.
But I think there's something more. Yeah, but it's the only little part of what I'm passionate about that has now become acceptable or deemed appropriate within society and within companies. But yet it is this contrast between this contemplative techniques and from Buddhism, Hinduism, and other traditions that have entered into very capitalistic, short-term measurement of profit and loss. So it's very contradictory. And so our
involvement... Yet at the same time, I'm reading Harvard Business Reviews now that are mentioning that people do better when they are spiritually aligned. If Harvard Business Reviews are starting to say this, there's been a shift, right? So in some way. But what I find, the reason why you and I both were kind of laughed, and I feel like we need to clarify this for the audience and those listening later, that when we talk about mindfulness, the reason why we don't practice mindfulness is when I talk about an energetic upgrade, what I'm talking about is using the central nervous system as a biological computer that is binary. So that central nervous system is what we're using to feel and whether the energy drops, and that's different for different people, how they perceive that. But that if the people often confuse the mind with the brain, and the brain, the central nervous system, is what we're using plugged into the heart, so that we're doing energetic upgrades using that to feel with, and we're throwing the mind out. We don't want to be full of our mind, because our mind is what's going to say, well, you can't do that. It can't be that simple. And so we throw the mind out for that. We use the mind to ask the question, and then we throw the mind out and feel. And so we're just, that's why you and I both said, you know, you don't practice mindfulness. It's not that you're not aware of what's going on, right?
Yes. And in fact, I think of the mind in a different way. I think of it as something beyond the brain that can experience. So it's the brain functioning, but it's almost more toward this level of the soul for me.
Right. That is what in my call to dance program, I came to that really the soul is like your will and your mind together and what you do with it. Because mm-hmm. the soul came here for a specific purpose. And so this is kind of like when we start looking at life from this perspective, it's, you know, and start looking at the big picture, then we're able to see that it can be very simple. And at the same time, it's really complicated, as all, you know, as many things are. So we're already at that time. We need to take another short break. And when we come back, I want to explore some more of this with you, because it's really fascinating to when people start to recognize the difference of those two things. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com, and that's T-A-I-L-S, if you are looking for energy correcting cards and paintings. And we also, I'm on social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit DarcyPariso.com/events.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Marie Holm from Paris here with me today. And Marie and I are talking about her management projects and what she's currently working on right now and how she manages to, to embrace her spiritual side as well as her financial side. And so I just want to let people know the wealth of experience you have. So you also have a project right now that you're working with healthcare workers in Norway. Do you want to just fill us in a little bit what that's about also?
Sure. So that's with another colleague of mine. It's an academic work of observing people taking a training program of not only mindfulness, but the things of resilience and training skills for life, to deal with life, because don't we all need that? And our projects before were about mindfulness and sustainability, particularly environmental sustainability, and looking at the different values that we can cultivate. This is with a colleague, Dr. Tarant Patel, about non-materialism and openness to change and a sense of connectedness with nature. And this is basically we get along well, and we found an excuse to do a project together is the short of it.
I love it. I love that you are so open to so many projects with people that are fascinating to that particular person, and being able to work with several people at once in so many different ways. You also have another project, which is about Elaine. I don't want to butcher her name.
Goncalves.
Sorry.
Yeah, Elaine Goncalves. Yeah, I'm so fortunate for the people that I have in my life and in my work. The other paper in France is with a colleague, Dr. Ghazi Islam, who also, the exchanges, the discussions are very enriching. The Brazilian, yes, that's actually the new project that we are doing research about. She's a Brazilian healer, a trance medium. And Eliane Gonçalves, and she, her and the team have been starting to come since last year in Norway, England, and the next year they're coming to France in March. So I'll host them here in Paris. This is also the connection. Also, go a step forward in the thing of music and singing, which has also been a strong passion and hobby through my life. And music and singing for me is also one of the greatest possibilities of expression of what it is to be human and what spirituality is. And the
I love
healing that.
I just love that. And I mean, I'm reading your bio, and Marie is also a soprano in Bloom Gospel Choir, and she's beginning to lead workshops about breathing and expressing through the voice and building confidence and strength of spirit and connection. And I just love this because for me, I've been sharing information, in so many ways around the world, finding all sorts of ways to share this information with people because there's so many different ways that people do learn. And to honor that, I find that movement and dance and, you know, my manuals now are coloring books because they're like the anatomy ones, but explaining energy work, because I found that if people are in coloring like a child, it keeps the left brain happy and you can move in and get a lot more work done because people are more in that creative space. And so this is what you're doing right now, is you're using all this. That's why I called my program Call to Dance, because a call to dance is when you just have to do it. You just have to, and you may as well have fun doing it, right? And so you're pulling all this wealth of information together with these programs. So tell us what is that program about? Singing with Joy.
Yeah, sure. Well, in fact, in the notion of left brain and right brain, that it has been somewhat, I mean, it has been kind of debunked, even though there might be some aspects of it that there's truth in it. Mm-hmm. Really about the brain all functioning all together, which I know you do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been debunked, but it hasn't energetically been debunked for people. So they can debunk it all they want when you misrepresent information for many, many, many years, when there's a misrepresentation or a misinterpretation on an energetic level, people still are attached to that old information, and it has to be cleared energetically for someone to actually move forward. And that's what I find your work is so fascinating. You know, so how, you know, because I know you do a lot of meditating. Do you?
Yes,
are one of... Mm-hmm. We're one of the people that one of the few people that I have met that is really, really totally neutral to a lot of the spiritual issues that many people who are being spiritual or are leaning heavier on their spiritual for manifesting financial freedom in the third dimensional world. And I was wondering if you could share with us some of your thoughts on that, and perhaps give us a taste of a little meditation or something that would maybe clear some of that energy for some of the people out there that really feel that it's impossible to be spiritual and to be financially viable at the same time.
Yes, because I have also had this challenge myself of putting value on what we do, and it has also to do with putting value on ourselves. And I think that I guess I approach what I do as a career, whereas there's also aspects that are charity, and it's finding a balance between the two, I suppose. But the more that I gain knowledge and have knowledge and build myself up, the more that I'm okay with also reaping the benefits from that. This experience of the healing, I mean, the things, the spirituality of experience, like, I mean, from Eliana Gonsalves and from others, this was what really, just jaw-dropping of, this is so amazing. It's something of things of reality, of the continuation of life of soul, that I just, once you see these things, no amount of studies or proof could convince people. But still, I wish to make this accessible and to people that want to hear someone say or to know that, yes, there is something more, and there is this deeply human thing. So speaking of which, yes, I'll just leave a little brief meditation.
Okay, good. I think we've got around 5 minutes here, or 3 minutes or so. So if you're driving and you're meditating, pull over. Don't drive and meditate at the same time. Okay, so just some advice there. So, you know, Marie, share with us some of your beautiful thoughts on this.
So I'll just lead a short meditation. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So if you can just gently allow your eyes to dim their gaze down to the bridge of your nose. And as we begin, then eventually your eyes will close when they wish to close. And just take a brief moment to pull yourself in from the hecticness of the day and take a moment to become aware of all of your body, all the way down to your fingers, to your toes, all these parts of ourselves that we sometimes forget about through the busyness of the days with our minds churning around with thoughts. So just allow your thoughts to settle and everything to be kind of filled like clouds of mushiness of kind of cotton filled. And so start to feel a sense of connection both within yourself and also the energy around you. Because each of us have a kind of body bubble or aura. So become aware of this space around you. And then imagine yourself as a shining light, both within your body and then also out through this body bubble around you. And this bright light brings healing and allows you to let go of whatever that you don't want to hold with you anymore. Continue then to allow this sense of light and expansiveness to continue. And as this happens, this bubble, this aura is allowed to expand outward. As if you have a balloon and you're blowing up this balloon breath by breath. And this energy, this bright energy, expands further and further. You feel strong. You feel at ease and supported. You feel valued. Because here, and you can strengthen this by calling in a sense of a connection with the beyond, with the divine, whatever that you want to call it or sense it, could be Mother Earth, or God, or the spirits. Just ask in your mind for this connection with all of humanity, all of the animals, the creatures, and all of us people on Earth. There is this inherent connection. So plug yourself into this. And as you do so, this light can beam forth in this shared connection. And so, once this bubble has reached out around you, this might be about a meter or 3 feet or so in each direction, you can just hold that and keep it with you as you slowly, gently start to return back. Already now, but you can return at every moment, at any moment. So we return back to the room where we are, back to our day-to-day reality for the moment, keeping that sense of an expanded aura and light with us. And when you're ready, then you can open gently your eyes.
Thank you, Marie. That was absolutely beautiful. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Marie Holm here from Paris, and we've been talking about critical management and also how to financially be secure as well as at the same time being spiritually secure. I work with several people for business consultation. Business consultations. And quite often the people that come to me, they're not interested in just making gobs of money. They're interested in building community within their companies teamwork. And they also want to, they want to be very successful. They want to be very ethical. They don't want to find out later that their products are being made by people who are in sweatshops and children, et cetera. And so these things, you know, I'm still fascinated by people like you because they're very rare that will that are able to continue on in this way, you know, through these disappointments. And we do have someone calling in right now. So we're going to take this caller and see if we can empower this person. So Carter, who do we have here?
We have Rome from Kelowna. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, Rome. Thank you. Hey, I couldn't let this lovely moment pass without a heartfelt merci bien to your wonderful guest, Marie. And you, Colette. Oh, thank you so much. That meditation was beautifully received and felt this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling in. It's you know, really special to have Marie on the show. She's such a brilliant, strong woman and leading the way for many women. Like I feel that when the Dalai Lama was talking about Western women leading the world, I feel that this definitely is one of these beautiful, gorgeous goddesses. And so what can we do for you today, Rome? Is there any,
I'm feeling very, very, very good at this moment. And I was wondering also if we could repeat Marie's contact information, which would be great. But I'm just now that I'm here with you, ladies, I do feel a sense of well-being. So I guess always just at the forefront ways to help nature, you know, help help the bees and help the flowers and help each other.
So the beautiful thing about this is that Rome is one of my dragon sayers that's completed my foundation project. And we actually call her Shipstorm. we're all
just smile.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. But we all have a handle. I'm the queen of shift, and Will is the head shift disturber, and Leroy is an honorary dragon sayer. He's the senior shift executive. You know, my dragon sayers are starting to really embrace this, and we're having fun with it. And the thing is the reason we call Rome Shift Disturber is because she is
shift
in a
storm.
Major
shift
major
storm, my queen.
Or shift storm. Yeah, sorry, I got you mixed up there. Sometimes it seems like she's disturbing when she's actually, you know, storm. But this is also about having the bravery, because what we admire so much about you, Rome, is that you advocate for the innocent. You advocate for the animals and nature and people and everyone around you, and you have such a huge heart. And, you know, Rome is really a very knowledgeable horsewoman and horse whisperer. And so people who have that energy, I find that they have this huge heart and, you know, and a bravery to go out there. Sometimes even when it seems like there's no hope or whatever, it's still standing up and being innocent and standing up for the innocent. So thank you for calling in, Rome. And
thank you.
And please, Marie, share your contact information again so we don't forget, because we're getting down to the minutes here.
Thank you kindly. That's a great point. And in fact, you could see nature as an extension of ourselves, and how we care for nature is a reflection of how we care for ourselves. Continual process for all of us to improve upon, that's sure. Contact information. Thanks.
Thank you for calling in, Rome.
Thank you.
I'm just going to let her off the hook here.
Okay. Love and blessings. Bye-bye.
Lots of love to you. Okay, go for it, Marie.
Yeah, so your email address is marieholmphd@gmail.com. And then same with Marie Holm, PhD, on Facebook, LinkededIn, Twitter, all the social media sites. And then I have a little website, the contact form, just marieholmphd.com. I tend to use the kind of PhD and doctor because, I earned it. And also because it does bring a sense of credibility in what I'm talking about, which could otherwise be kind of crazy.
Hey, that's what I say to people. They say, Colette, what do you do? And I say, I identify and eliminate hidden energetic blocks that prohibit people from accessing their authentic desires in every aspect of their lives. And I love to share information about how I do it. That's what I tell people. I also paint these Tales from the Vector Dragons, which I'm on number 63 of 64. This has been a 12-year project. If I had gotten a PhD, it probably would have given me a little more credibility. I find very fascinating what I find, because what you were saying about the left brain, right brain, a lot of that information being debunked, is that what my work is interested in doing is having no separation there and being able to really use both sides of that brain very efficiently. And both sides of the brain have qualities of both sides of the brain. Like, you can't have every single cell in your body is everything, and everything in your body is, you know, is in the cells. So we understand, like, this is for a lot of people, having a PhD after your name is very empowering. And I, you know, one of my other colleagues here and you know, I went out to England to teach seminars is with Sharan Sirdar, who is an epigeneticist. And I'm just so blown away by what she's managed to accomplish lately, because she's in India with 150 doctors proving how chromosome, two different diseases that have always been assessed as being absolutely impossible. They are to remove, you know, because it's in the DNA. After energetically working on people, she has documented proof that the child was no longer, the baby in the womb was no longer, one was for, I think, cystic fibrosis, and the other was for Down syndrome. So this is changing for all of us, and there's a lot of change happening here. And so this type of work is becoming more open to more people. And, you know, that's why I love to share this wealth of information from so many different avenues here, you know. And so for myself, I just wanted to mention that on May 24th, I will be having a 7 to 9 o'clock at the Kanata Hotel on the Friday night from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. I have a free Shift Happens live talk event, and I'm having a layer 2 seminar. You have to have your layer 1 for that, but anyone out there that already has their layer 1 is welcome to attend my layer 2 seminar. And I'm happy to announce that I'm also going to be doing on June 1st on the intro baby steps 2 on the Saturday, and another talk then. You can look that up on the website. We have about another minute. I would just really like for you to just fill us in now on just last words for people.
Yeah, I would just say that one of the things I do that could be useful for others is whenever you're heading to something like a meeting or to work, just to take a moment, and you can be walking or whatever you're doing, to in your mind, just the thought of beyond, to call in a sense of spirit, to bring this sense of the divine in the universe with you. And this can allow
Marie, we've run out of time, so we have to go now. But like, that was perfect to end. And thank you for the beautiful meditation. Thank you for the people calling in, and always to Pat and her team for giving us all this opportunity. Bye for now. Next Wednesday, we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.